The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Monday, October 16, 2023. Cuban television will broadcast this Monday in its Mesa Redonda space an interview with President Miguel Díaz-Canel about the complexity and challenges for society in this Antillean nation. The dialogue with journalist Arlene Rodriguez, generated from the site of the presidency, will be broadcast simultaneously starting at 6:30 p.m. local time on Cuba Visión Internacional, Channel Caribe, Radio Habana, Cuba, and the channels of the Roundtable and Cuba Debate on YouTube and other platforms. On a day like today, but in 1958, with the arrival of Column 8, Cerro Redondo, commanded by Ernesto Che Guevara to the Escambray Mountains, and after traveling more than 600 kilometers from the Sierra Maestra Mountain, the Las Villas Front was founded. This Monday, the 65th anniversary of its constitution is celebrated in the Manaca Ranzola Historical Complex in Fomento, where the column's headquarters was located in the stage prior to the final offensive against Fulgencio Batista's regime in December 1958. Young people from different sectors of the territory will pay homage to the combatants who, during the struggle against the tyranny in this area, were buried in the cemetery located in this locality. They will also exchange with neighbors of the community and the Association of Combatants of the Revolution. The journey to the heart of the island lasted 50 days, marching on foot, leaving the province of Oriente, crossing Camagüey, and entering Las Villas without stopping one day to fight a far superior army. Cuba and China inaugurated the International Research Institute on Artificial Intelligence, which expands to new areas, the scientific and technical collaboration between both parties. The Minister of Higher Education, Walter Baluja, presided over the opening of the institute during his visit to China, which has the support of the leadership of the University of Camagüey and other academic centers in the two countries. According to Chinese and Cuban diplomatic sources, this is a project that seeks to promote social development through innovation and knowledge in the field of artificial intelligence, in which China is a world leader. During the inaugurating ceremony, the foreign director of the institute, Yaile Caballero Mota, due to this unprecedented initiative for Cuba, shared her enthusiasm and vision and said, "Today we open a great door for our universities and countries to continue traveling along the path of solidarity, development, innovation, and knowledge." Cuba's Aragon Orchestra made thousands of people dance at the famous Alondiga de Granadita Esplanade in Guanajuato during the 51st International Cervantino Festival. Dancers eagerly awaited the famous Cuban orchestra, which has over 80 years of uninterrupted activity in new voices that perfectly fit the sound marked since 1939 by timbres such as Pepe Olmo and Felo Bacallao. The people sang the old songs that the orchestra has made immortal since its foundation by Orestes Aragon in Cienfuegos and his successor Rafael Lai. The harmonic and temporal quality of the orchestra, now in its third generation, demonstrated in this Cervantino festival why the Aragon Orchestra is known as the mother of Cuban charangas. This 51st edition of the International Cervantino Festival will conclude on October 29. The 14th International Meeting of Economists on Globalization and Development Problems will take place in Havana from November 14 to 17. The president of the National Association of Economists and Accountants of Cuba, Oscar Luis Hung, announced. In statements to reporters, the head of this Cuban Association of Economists and Accountants, ANEC, explained that the heterogeneity of participants and their different lines of thought might contribute to finding solutions to place proposals with a consensus from different perspectives of social science. The event will be held at Havana's International Conference Center and will consist of over 13 thematic topics. Other parallel events include an expo fair, two forums, and more events to complement a meeting that will be attended by some 20 countries. These meetings were founded in 1999 by suggestion of the historic leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro. And in the international agenda, we have that Ecuador's elected president Daniel Noboa declared that he will work to rebuild a country hit by violence, corruption, and hatred. Noboa made a brief statement thanking God, his mother, his wife, and those who were part of a project that he described as new, young, and unlikely, aimed at returning peace, education, health, and employment to Ecuadorians. The current head of the executive, Guillermo Lasso, announced that he is willing to begin the transition as of next Tuesday. Noboa receives a nation sunk in the worst security crisis in history and with economic problems which will be difficult to solve in just a year and a half in office, according to experts. Analysts consider that although Noboa claims to be centrist, in practice he defends the interests of the right, neoliberalism, and the business sector. Meanwhile, the 8th Caribbean Conference on Sustainable Energy will be held in Kingston, Jamaica from November 7 to 9 under the theme Boosting Transportation, local media reported. The event is a three-day in-person regional forum that will bring together stakeholders from across the Caribbean community, CARICOM region, to discuss opportunities and avenues to innovatively manage a transition towards energy sustainability in the transportation sector, the Jamaica Gleaner newspaper noted. According to the news source, the special attention will be paid to mobility options and opportunities which will be highlighted during a public electric vehicle exhibition called EV Lution. The meeting will take place during the celebration of CARICOM Energy Month 2023, whose objective is to show and celebrate the achievements in this area in the region. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.